News. I'm Victor Beatty. The U.S. has announced it's terminating a 63-year-old treaty with Iran that Tehran used as the basis for bringing about a case over U.S. sanctions to the International Court of Justice. That court Wednesday called on Washington to ensure its sanctions over Iran's nuclear program don't impact humanitarian aid or civil aviation. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo called the Iranian case involving the 1955 Treaty of Amity meritless.
Iran is attempting to interfere with the sovereign rights of the United States to take lawful actions necessary to protect our national security. And Iran is abusing the ICJ for political and propaganda purposes. And their case, as you can see from the decision, lacked merit. Given Iran's history of terrorism, ballistic missile activity, and other malign behaviors, Iran's claims under the treaty are absurd.
Pompeo called the ruling a defeat for Iran's effort to interfere with U.S. sanctions and non-compliance with the Non-Proliferation Treaty. And he said existing humanitarian and safety exceptions to the sanctions are still in effect.
We're working closely with the Department of Treasury to ensure that certain humanitarian-related transactions involving Iran can and will continue.
Washington also pulled out of the optional protocol on dispute resolution to the Vienna Convention on Diplomatic Relations following a legal challenge by Palestinians to the decision to move the U.S. Embassy in Israel to Jerusalem. U.S. First Lady Melania Trump continuing her visit to Ghana Wednesday, laid a wreath at a slave fortress known as the Cape Coast Castle, now a monument.
This is a very special place. I will never forget. Incredible experience. And the stories that I heard from the gentlemen, it's really, really touching. And the dungeons that I saw, it's really something that people should see and experience.
The U.S. First Lady will also visit Malawi, Kenya, and Egypt. This is VOA News. International efforts to help survivors of last week's earthquake and tsunami